is the Riot on Radio U. It's early, but you know what? The guys in Truslow, they're strong, Nikki.
Oh, they decided to grace us with their presence.
And they're on Asian time. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Very good. I'd like to start out the day saying annyeonghaseyo, which is hello in Korean.
Go ahead, Nikki. Do Korean back.
Now that I'm on the spot with it, I can. Kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida. That's thank you. Yeah.
Love these guys. All right. So you guys just came back from South Korea?
Choco cake.
That's right. Yeah. Choco cake. We didn't actually get to experience the choco cakes today.
We have Korean snacks for you guys later. We want you to feel at home.
The experience.
Feel right at home.
Right. In South
right
Korea.
In the country of Korea.
Explain a bit, because was it a long trip or was it super fast?
It was pretty quick. We were over there for about 7 days.
Hey, that sounds pretty long to me. I thought you were going to say, like, it was in and out. 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay, just a quick couple months. Nothing,
I mean, we didn't live there.
You had plenty of time to see South Korea then at seven days. Yeah.
Okay, well, you said it was quick, so let's not interrupt his story, Nikki.
Let's hear.
Cool. we had this opportunity. There's a school over there, and these wealthy South Korean families will actually pay to have their kids go to this school that westernizes them, which I think it's
like
crazy. Why the
school?
Heck do you want to be like me?
International.
You guys got something going on over
school.
There. But so these kids will kind of go there and they'll speak English and they'll be taught in English. And 1 week during the school year, they will kind of have this this time where they bring a band in and they kind of do this focus thing. And so through some random connection of a buddy of mine who used to do this about 6 years ago, he no longer has a band anymore. So he was like, hey, there's this crazy opportunity to go to South Korea. What do you think? And needless to say, I didn't hesitate. So I was like, well, I might be watching Netflix or we could go to South Korea.
Yeah. You didn't have to check with everybody. You guys were all on board.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I confirmed.
Hesitation. Yeah.
Yeah. I confirmed before I even asked the guys. I was like, they'll just go.
That's awesome.
And you know what? If they won't, I'll do it all. It's fine.
Yeah. Solo act.
Okay, so you guys get this opportunity
Truslow
to go.
Gets to go to South Korea.
So, start at the beginning. You guys, pack up your gear and just get on the plane? Like, what? Did they pay for your travel? That's the thing I always think. I'm like, it has to cost a fortune to go.
Everything.
Yeah?
Pretty much. They took us out every single night for food. Like, everything was taken care of.
Spectacular.
It was mind-blowing.
Yeah. We should have totally joined the band before you guys left.
Dang it.
You just show up and you're like, I'm getting treated better here than I do in America. I'm not going back.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm staying here, guys.
I'm moving.
So we tried to figure out how to get as little over there as possible while still being able to do what we do.
Yeah.
So I'm like in contact with this guy trying to figure out what keyboard I can tap into and all this stuff and bring this little portable thing that can fit in a carry-on. And Matt is just, he's lucky. He just brings a bunch of sticks and he'll hit whatever and make it sound good.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
These guys, Andrew and Sam, they had to bring on a guitar, which really wasn't too bad. You know, they've got it worked out nowadays where...
You have to check it or did it just sit on the seat with
there's
you?
There's like a closet in the plane, which is pretty rad.
Oh, okay. So where people put their jackets inside the plane, it fits. Oh, that's nice. Because there's the horror stories we see of sometimes if a band member tries to actually check some of the items
it's awful.
They're not coming back or if it does, it's damaged to where you just can't use it. So...
Yeah. So you guys got your stuff on board. You get there. Like,
flight
what did you guys?
Long? Was it okay?
Yeah, flight was like four movies long.
That's how we rate it. About four and a half movies. Six Disney movies.
How many Peter
and
Jackson
eight meals
movies?
Later.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got through the first Hobbit film and we were there.
That's right.
But we're sorry to say that was all the time we had on this really long flight.
So you guys,
13 hours.
13 yeah.
Hours.
Yeah.
That's doable.
Yeah.
And nobody died from deep leg thrombosis, so that's a positive.
Not this time.
Okay.
I have a fake leg. You can't see it.
Aww.
All right, so you guys get over there. Like, what did you do? You did a concert, but like, were you doing like workshops? Were you telling? Like, what kind of stuff did you do?
So we get there, and the cool thing about what we do is we kind of have a church music background as well, and the school is technically a Christian school. So we had the opportunity to go in and kind of do both both things that we love. We did some like church music stuff, and then at the end of the week, we were able to wrap it up with the show.
Okay.
And we kind of got to see their campus, and then we got to go look at their old campus, and we got to meet a bunch of different age groups of students. So we didn't necessarily just perform for one group. They kind of broke it up, and different groups would come in at different times, and so we kind of had the opportunity to do that.
Meet a bunch of people.
Okay. Yeah. It is the Riots on Radio U. Just to bring you up to speed, Truslow's in the studio. They watched 4 movies and were in South Korea.
For 7 days.
For 7 days.
Where they got to perform, hang out. And did you get to actually travel around South Korea? Or was you kind of just stuck in, or not stuck, but just in one area?
Yeah, I mean, we landed in Seoul and then kind of went 3 hours out and then went back and left. So.
Did you guys get to go out? Like, but they said they took you out to dinner and stuff.
They took care of you.
Like, okay, come on. Like, you said all the nice stuff. Let's get into when did it get weird? At some point, cultures clashed. When did it get weird?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's start with the initial travel. We'll start with the trip. We stayed in a city called Daejeon, and we went back to Seoul. As I'm hitting the microphone.
That's all right.
All of Radio U World.
He's passionate about it.
Yes, it was a big...
So we went back to Seoul to visit, to kind of see the heart of South Korea.
Yeah.
On the way there, you take this train called the KTX, which travels about 200 miles an hour.
Sweet.
Which is
like half of that.
Is it?
Yeah, it was like a...
Well, for the sake of today, 300 miles an hour. speed of sound.
We were there in like
we're breaking
minutes.
Records.
Yeah.
So... on the way there, it was fine. On the way, we'll skip to the way back, and then we'll share some other stories. On the way back, it was standing room only for us, which is just a bad idea for a bunch of crazy guys on a train with all connected cars and just all access from the front to the back.
Oh, no.
So the first thing we do is decide to board the train at different cars and try to find each other. Because why not? You know?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You got plenty of time.
So that that ended quick. Because we're like, okay, it's a straight line. Not that difficult. Game failure. But
that's why you should have played hide and seek inside all the trains.
Oh, yeah. Which we kind of did at one point. But, yeah, that's a funnier thing. We decided to try to get each other to do just the craziest things we possibly could without getting kicked off the train.
Right.
Which came close.
So, it almost happened.
We walked that line. We definitely walked.
It started off with just finding an open seat and sitting next to the most, random poor Korean soul we could find. So I sat next to this businessman and his wife, and I got kind of in the middle of the car where we're facing each other, and I sit right up against the window. Like, so I have to crawl over this poor lady to sit, next to her husband, and I'm just
making it uncomfortable.
Just trying to manage my way through the situation. And my buddy just gives me the, shirt off, sign, take your shirt off.
Well, I didn't know there was a
sign
for this.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I just go for it. So I take my shirt off, and I'm just sitting there trying to, stay as stoic as I can until I can't handle it anymore. And then I get up and leave. And
shirt still off?
No,
shirt
still off. Our buddy actually threw his shirt up in the overhead bin on the train. So he had to embark across the aisle shirtless. Drawing attention to himself from everybody on the train.
Yeah. That's so what you're saying is you guys did a lot for American-Korean relations.
Yeah, we really gave them a proper taste of American culture.
We're just paving the way for when the rest of us have a chance to go to South Korea.
If anybody says anything, your friend's like, they're musicians.
It's all right.
It's fine.
That's a universal language, yeah.
All right, so train stuff, what else? Did you eat something weird? Did you look at somebody funny and they... hit you? Come on. What do you got?
Well, there's a soup called Bushington soup.
Bushingtong.
Bushingtong.
What is it? Nikki, you're nodding. Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Well.
it's all in there.
Some of us share a very common love for this animal.
Okay.
It's not cat.
It's a dog.
Better known as man's best friend.
Oh, did dog.
You? Okay.
Dog soup.
I mean... You just...
bushy dog.
Oh, no. Please understand.
No hair.
It is a word that summarizes the... Oh, my gosh. So, I was hoping to get, some street, shish kebab-style dog.
Okay.
But, of course, they serve it in this broth. And you're just looking at it, seeing this
Like, you could tell it was a dog?
I mean, no.
Okay, all right.
It looks like it looks like beef. Barbacoa from Chipotle. Yeah. Just kind of stuck around.
Because we've had a friend who was in China, and I think he ate cat, and, like, you knew what it was. Like, they put it in the pot of soup, and it's like, there you go. And they're fine. They're fine with that. So a dog, it's harder to fit the dog in the soup thing, isn't it?
It is. And I didn't last.
Yeah.
I spat it out. There's no hope.
James had to step outside.
I did. I was like, oh.
Especially if you have a dog at home and you came home, they would know.
I had to apologize. Yes. I came home. I was like, Cato, I'm sorry,
very
bud.
Sorry.
My bad. My bad, guy.
But we
my
were
bad.
There and everybody was doing that.
But Sam and Andrew, you guys, you've been real quiet.
You didn't say that you spit it out.
Did you guys eat some dog?
I had some dog. A little bit.
Well, you didn't want to offend your
my
host,
wife,
I'm
was
sure.
not happy.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, that's the sound of people breaking your EPs in half and throwing them out the window. They're gone.
Sorry, Ashley.
That's it. It's over.
Aww.
So, no, that, Sam?
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Totally. No apologies.
I had extra dog. That's what he's saying.
There's no masking it. I ate dog. I'm sorry.
What did it taste like?
Oh, terrible.
Really? Like spoiled barbacoa.
Yeah.
And it was chewy.
You're never going to be able to eat barbacoa again.
Yeah, I guess not.
And just in time, Chipotle did announce that they have almost gotten barbacoa back at all the restaurants. Just to let you know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Are we sure?
Do we know that it's barbacoa?
If it's chewy, it's not, then it's definitely not.
You guys ate dogs.
Oh,
that means,
man.
Like,
you know what that means. I can separate that from just still Trousseau the band. It's fine. It's no problem. I can still enjoy the music.
That means that, like, if you guys come to visit, people are like, take the dog downstairs.
Take the dog downstairs. Yeah.
We're not. Just put him away.
Hide your dog.
Want to see it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
I was thinking you were going to tell me, like, you had some weird, like, a choco pie or something. You went for Nikki's not going to share her Korean snacks with you anymore.
They get
none of that. Nope,
yeah.
not after that.
They don't have dog in them. You can't have them.
Nope, you don't get anything.
I'm sorry.
Maybe next time if you're better after your next trip.
It is the Riot, and in the studio is Trouslow. They've eaten dogs.
Well, during the trip to South Korea, so we've learned a lot today.
Do you guys feel like that trip to South Korea is going to inform some music on your new album? Do you think there's going to be a song called I'm Sorry, and it's just going to be about the dogs?
I'm sorry. Man's best friend. I think that's our next single.
The album has a strange dedication to man's best friend.
I mean, everything was coming together and then it got weird. I don't know. So this weekend, you guys are playing a show in Columbus, Ohio, and there's going to be a camera there. What's going on?
We decided to use this as an opportunity to capture some really fun live footage. So we are offering a discounted ticket to encourage people to bring their friends out and just kind of make a huge event out of the thing and pack the house and just have tons of energy.
Is there a dress code for the video? No.
Yeah. It's a suit and tie event.
Suit and tie, okay.
Just like look cool.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
Because we don't want people to see us.
Just be yourself,
like,
man. You know?
See you on camera. Like, look, our fans are stupid looking. Cut that guy out. The guy got down front. He ruined the whole thing.
Okay, so no official dress code. That's fine.
Okay. So, like, is the idea, like, are you putting together a live music video or what's it going to be?
It's going to be a promo video for us. So it's not for a specific song right now, although I'm sure a lot of the footage will be used in a music video here in the future. As time goes on, we're going to be releasing stuff, but we want to use the footage for some great promo stuff. So just being able to capture that in Columbus, Ohio with, you know, the heart of our fan base is just going to be a blast.
Cool. Now, so it won't be one of those things where you guys do Hurricane and then you're like,
oh, like eight times.
We're doing Hurricane again, everybody. You in the back, that thing you did. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right, let's clap a little louder this time, guys.
One more time.
Of that stuff.
I went to Wolves of the Gates video shoot for, I can't remember which song it was, but we got in there and they're like, all right, everybody, we're going to do the song 10 times. and I need as much energy as possible when this takes start and all that stuff. It was.
And you think you'll do fine like the first second, but then by 10, like you're done with it. You just don't want to do it anymore.
Is that the one they did in like the barn?
Yes, in the barn one. Yeah.
I'm actually in that music video. That's
the briefest of moments that gets them in there.
It's actually great. Like it's a very quick cut. If you look. They cut to a wide shot of the band, and I actually replaced Jeremy Steckel for 1 second on guitar. Like, I'm just standing there holding the guitar.
That's incredible.
It's very brief, but it's the most awesome thing I've ever done.
Well, Obadiah,
it's been all downhill since then.
When we release an actual music video for a song, you can hold my guitar
for
a shot.
Just for a shot.
Just for a second. I'm in and out.
He will
it's
take
no big
you
deal.
Up on that. He wants to be just a brief, quick second in every music video possible.
You know, it was cool, though. I really appreciated them letting me do that. But yeah, okay, so that's happening this Saturday. It's happening at the Park Street Saloon in Columbus, and we've got more details on that at RadioU.com.
And then are you doing more shows, or just what else will the tour look like?
Yeah, we're kicking off tonight in Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be a blast. And then I think, gosh, you know, I'm sitting here on the spot. What's the next city we're playing?
Toledo.
Next? Toledo. Akron at some point.
Bands never remember. It's all right.
Nobody ever does, actually.
Just get in the van.
Yeah, just go for it.
Whatever.
As long as one of us knows at some point.
That's okay.
Right.
And as long as it's posted online somewhere, it's fine.
Hopefully it's the guy driving.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. Like any pizza plans for pre or post show?
I'm sure.
Okay.
That's people's go-to. They're like, it's a band. They're going to eat pizza. So.
Well, make sure they get you the good kind, like Giordano's or Gino's or something. Not like
some
if you
stone.
Yeah.
No. Oh my gosh.
No, we're talking Chicago today.
Hey, it's DiGiorno.
Yeah.
It's not
DiGiorno. Yeah, one of these.
Even if they say it's deep dish, we're talking Chicago.
Chicago
obviously
deep
that,
dish,
or
man.
Where else today you could try the Donut Vault in Chicago. That
they
one's
say
really
that's
good.
Really good. We've never been there.
Yeah, that's not pizza. That's donuts. In case you couldn't tell.
Pizzas, there are animal shelters where you guys could pick up.
Oh
some
my gosh!
Come on, this can't be.
You know, we deserve it. It's fine. Keep it coming.
See previous portion where Trousseau admitted to having. Eating dog.
I just call it like I see it.
Yes, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to talk food with them, so that's fine.
Guys, thank you for coming in. And we have some Korean snacks. If you want something that didn't used to be alive, we have that.
You can take it to go. You can take it to go with you.
You totally can. It is the riot.